This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few? Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car. And I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what is going on? It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We come your way live today from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man. Happy Friday, Mike Bell. I got to tell you, man, I'm kind of excited today. I'm really excited today.
Testify. Tell me.
Because after tonight, I will be a billionaire, Mike Bell.
Oh, you and everybody else.
I will be a billionaire after tonight's Mega Millions.
Hey, you and everybody else, partner. And no. My wife just bought the winning ticket down in Valdosta. Because remember, you've got to buy that lottery ticket in some small town where some dude always buys, like, you know, a gold-plated bass boat when he wins the lottery and all that. No, you got to be outside the major city. Nobody ever wins it in the big city.
I'm going to change
that,
Mike.
You got to be out like Bumflub, Georgia, Bumflub, Kentucky. That's where they win the lottery.
I am going to change that. Guys, the Mega Millions, and we've got plenty to get to here this afternoon. We appreciate the guys coming out and taking off early because obviously they are done for the day out here having a Hey Man L.
Right on.
But, you know, when it gets to this point, and usually I'll be honest, I'll play when it gets like to 300, you know, 400. It's $1 billion.
Right.
Now.
I mean, even after Uncle Sam takes his big fat bite out of it, I mean, that's still like, you know, you're set forever.
Forever.
I mean, you'd really, only you and I could screw that up because I would buy a Formula One team and I'd have my face on the back of the car. So as the car's going down the track, you see like my face on the back of the wing.
Well, you know,
be Hey Man racing with the beer while I get a Coney on the side.
When you have these huge lottery jackpots like this, you immediately around your friends, your wife or whatever, you start having these conversations, right?
Right.
Well, what would you do if you won?
What do you mean, what would I do? I'd immediately buy a yacht. What are you talking about? You start thinking crazy.
Oh, forget about it.
You know? So here's the deal. And of course, somebody's got to win. Mike's right. But I am in that pool, and I am hoping it is me. And by the way, somebody, whoever wins it, I hope they, you know, I hope that they are somebody that uses common sense. I can't imagine going through $540 million, but somebody could.
I got to be honest. Whenever people go bananas about an NBA player or an NFL player or a baseball player, hell, Curt Schilling invested $34 million in a video game company and lost his butt.
Yep.
So, I mean, I can empathize because I'm the most irresponsible person that you know. I would totally go through that.
Hold
like
on,
there's
Mike,
no tomorrow.
That's true. That's
no,
true.
I mean, I would go bananas with that money. I would buy the yacht that I could park in Monaco.
Yeah.
I'd be a tax exile. Well, first of all, I've got to be a tax exile. I'd cut a giant check to, like, children's health care because you got to have some good karma.
No, you do.
Deal.
You do. You
got
to do something.
But, I mean, that's the thing when you buy the ticket. Dear Lord, if I win the lottery, I promise I will give 10% to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. No, I'm serious. Okay, 5%.
Thank you.
Okay,
Trey.
All right, well, 1%. I mean, well, in the Catholic Church, we're supposed to give 10%. We're supposed to tithe. But okay, let's adjust that for inflation. We'll make that 8%. And anyway, the point is that everybody, you're out there, they call it the idiot tax. But no, man, I mean, look. You got to be in it to win it. How can you not want to throw down a buck or $2 to get your piece of the action?
That's all I'm saying. That's why I'm excited, because after tonight, I'm going to be a billionaire. Hey, guys, it is Dukes and
Bell. Well, then it becomes the Mike Bell Show. So, well, this be exciting?
Well, no, we talked about this. That's when we go to the company and go, listen, we'll be happy to continue this very successful radio program, but we'll be doing it from a beach
somewhere.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. I'm just letting you right now. If I win the lottery, I'm going to take care of you and your family.
Okay.
Squid Billy, you're on your own. But Carl, I'm going to take care of you and your family.
No, that's a done deal. Because here's the good karma, too. You can't have all of that money and not enjoy it with people that you get along with, your friends, your family. You can't. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to be a selfish guy with that much money and just travel the world? Come on. That's no fun.
I mean, I would buy the time machine so I could go back in time and make sure my sister doesn't marry that idiot that she married. But I mean, there's certain things out there that are practical that I would try to do.
Yeah, and you'd have the money to explore that. So, but, guys, we'll talk plenty about the Falcons and what's going on as we get ready for Monday night. Falcons practice today. We're still waiting, and we'll hear more about who was back on the field today. Because, Mike, we talked about it yesterday. A lot of guys, you know, again, Grady practiced, but there were a couple of guys who didn't, including Sanu and Calvin Ridley.
Watch some of that Thursday night football last night. Awful game between the Broncos and the Cardinals. If you didn't get a chance to see it, you know, the Broncos, a lot of folks have had them kind of penciled in as a wild card because Case Keenum was going to come in and maybe bring some stability to the quarterback position. Well, needless to say, Von Miller, they were getting after it, and Josh Rosen. By the way, that was a game we gave you last night. Easiest money you'll make from us all season long. The spread was only a point to a point and a half. And obviously, Denver was off and running with two pick sixes as Josh Rosen becomes the first quarterback to do that as a rookie in a quarter.
It was impressive. I had heard Von Miller earlier in the week talk about giving Denver, you know, we're gonna show our best because they did not play well the week before. They did that last night, and they got after him. So we are 1-0. We're going to give you our other NFL pick coming up a little bit later today. And
right on.
Our two college football picks, as we'll talk some college football in the 4 o'clock hour. But, yeah, listen, and I don't know what to make of Rosen. We've talked a lot about these other quarterbacks. I'm not sure about Rosen yet, but he doesn't have a whole lot around him,
well,
right?
That's a great point. They fired the OC, by the way. Our old backup quarterback for the Falcons, Byron Leftwich, gets a chance to be the OC, as he's been doing that as an assistant and a quarterback's coach for a minute. But McCoy, the OC, and it was funny because I'm Joe, his Troy. They were talking about him being on thin ice, and you need someone to really develop a young quarterback, somebody like, oh, I don't know, Bruce Arians. Well, too late because he's gone as the Arizona coach. But anyway, I was going back and forth watching the Red Sox, and yeah, the game had a little bit quicker pace than last night, but how about the Red Sox and how clutch they are, the two strikes, the two out at bats? I mean, we talked as Braves fans about how the Dodgers worked the count. And by the way, I don't know what the strike zone was last night for Verlander. He got hosed.
I don't know either.
A strike three, if you didn't see it, call strike three that should have been there, is deposited as a home run on the very next pitch to make it 1-0.
What's one of those, Mike? That's that Falcon thing we talk about where we almost have a pick in our grasp.
Right.
And then we blow it, and then the next play is a touchdown, you know, for the other team.
And that's exactly what happened with Trufant in the Bengals game. But that's you've got to make those plays. But the strike zone, unfortunately, and they brought it up a little bit on the broadcast last night. The pace of the game has got to go. How do you speed up baseball? Call the strike zone from the letters to the knees. Call that same strike zone we all grew up playing in Little League, and the game will be over in 3 hours.
David Price, you got to give credit to him. You asked me about him yesterday.
I thought he'd be shaking. He was rock
solid. So did I. He was, man. Six innings. No earned runs. He struck out 9 Astros. And that lineup, guys, we talked about it. These two lineups, to me, are the most potent lineups in the league. I mean, the Dodgers may get to the World Series, but to do what he did against that Astros lineup last night was impressive. So here we go. Red Sox back in it. And after, you know, 04, Mike, when we thought, oh, it's a 100-year drought, blah, 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 the Red Sox have been as relevant as any baseball team, and they're back in the World Series. Some people today talking about, you know, they're taking the place of the Yankees. I'm not going to go that far. There's too much tradition and championships behind the Yankees. But the Red Sox are right there, guys. And this notion that, oh, they'll never win another one, well, they continue to be there.
You know what I love most about watching that last night, and if you've been watching the Astros games, even last year, who's sitting right behind home plate? Nolan Ryan.
Yes, he was.
The guy that was the consummate strikeout artist. Nathan Eovaldi comes in, who grew up in Texas, and Nolan Ryan's his idol. He's throwing 101, 102. You're seeing some gas like you've never seen. I mean, I don't know how you don't get a Tommy John surgery and your arm blown out if you're a kid in high school trying to get to the show these days. That's the gas you've got to have, and everybody's going to load up. You're going to find those guys somewhere.
Power
but it was
pitches.
Amazing to see the bullpen the Red Sox had.
Yeah, but Mike, it changed. Baseball from Nolan Ryan's time, and then you fast forward, and we talked about this. The power pitchers, they're not as many as there used to be, you know, and those are the kind of guys that you want certainly in the playoffs. We've talked about it. As much as I like a guy who cuts corners, you know, gets the edge of the plate, I also want power pitch. Guys just come at you and overwhelm you.
But this is why back in the 90s when people say, why didn't the Braves win more World Series? There was only one John Smoltz. Maddox is great in the regular season, but if you're not getting the black of the plate
That's right.
and you're not spotting that 92-mile-an-hour stuff, you're going to get hit. And it's funny because, you know, you think about, you know, Glavin, Matt, and Tommy was on the bump, obviously, when they finally get it done against the Indians. But to have that kind of guy, power pitcher, and Price is a guy that certainly, I think you'd look at his postseason history and say it's a mixed bag at best. He's really kind of establishing, especially last night, that he can handle the pressure.
Hawks back at it tonight. We'll talk more about that. They're at the Grizzlies as the season continues. It's game two. They played New York to open the season. Tonight it's Grizzlies at 8. You'll listen to it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we'll also get more into the college football scene because there's some big games on tap. Now, Georgia, Georgia Tech, we talked about, do not play this weekend. But there are some games that certainly could determine what happens in the college football playoff this weekend. So lots more on that, guys. Hey, it is Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We invite you to follow us across all social media platforms. 929 The Game. Follow Mike. He's at Mike Bell ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes. And follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. Now, real quick, man, last night we talked about this because I said I had a party to go to and we made fun. Not that kind of party. but I went out to this thing called Alive After Five.
I saw the pictures. And before you even start, let me just say this.
What's that?
I have often made fun of, you know, OTP, because, you know, you live in the city, there's constant juice and action and shenanigans.
And there is.
But there's so much stuff going on in a place like Roswell, Lawrenceville. Everybody's got their own little squares with action and town. I saw the pictures you posted last night on Twitter. That looked like amazing. It looked like, I mean, just a party scene with tons of cougars and hot chicks and people having a great time.
It really was, Mike. And you're right. I mean, Duluth got, they have their thing. I mean, Woodstock has a thing like this, Alpharetta. But nevertheless, I go out there. John Parley, you know Parley that works with us, is out there with the buddy. His name's Sanjay. These guys, man, they're the two guys that just they want to continue to drink all night.
Well, that's my kind of guy.
Yeah. When you say, oh, I've had enough. No. The Dukes have another one. I have another one. Next thing you know, you're stumbling back right to your car. Of course, that wasn't me.
Right.
But I'm like, hey, John, make sure let me know you made it home all right. This morning I get a text message from Parley. He works with this guy. He goes, oh, I'm hurting. I had 2 minutes. Yes, John, because you should have stopped at 10 o'clock when everybody else did.
I mean, there's nothing worse than it. It's funny, though, because nowadays Uber, when you get that call in the morning, you call Uber and they go, let me go. Let me guess, you're going to get your car. Why? Because you got an ice pack on your head, you're wearing sunglasses. But it is the smart play, guys. Be smart out there. But, no, honestly, that's something, I mean, I want to be a part of that, brother. That
it was
looks
fun.
Like a, is there a hotel up there I can crash?
There is.
I don't want the $150 Uber ride coming up.
I understand. There is a spot up there. There's plenty of spots. But that's the last one. It won't come back.
So they do this during
spring and summer and then into fall.
Man, it looked bananas. So
it was nice
job, Roswellians.
But I also say that to say, Mike, as we made our way and randomly through the crowd, we were just out there, Michelle and I, and guys kept saying, hey, man, and big ups to all the guys I got a chance to meet. I would love to tell you I remember all of their names, but because of the cocktails, I do not.
Right on.
But we appreciate you guys. I can't tell, probably 5 or 6 guys, a couple stopped me. So we appreciate the vibe, man, and a lot of guys said they had tried the beer and they really enjoyed it.
And by the way, more and more Hey Man on the streets right now. Go to our website, guys. Go to at Dukes and Bell 929. Carlos, put them up. See Dukes. I'm Mike Bell, ATL, as you mentioned. We've got at Oconee Brewing Company because they got all the new spots that are getting our beer. It's almost 100 spots now all around Metro Atlanta that have got our beer in cans, shenanigans in every can, and there's about 50 spots that have our beer on tap. So enjoy Hey Man Ale, shenanigans in every can.
Craig back at the studio, our engineer today, on site, Bo Morgan producing the show. We are Dukes and Bell. Let's give you a chance to win some money.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
trip. Trip. T-R-I-P, trip. Now text it to 72881 on your cell phone for a chance to win $1,000, guys. It's that easy. It's our national signing bonus
contest. That's what I like to see. This guy's on his phone, big Jacksonville State fan. Go Gamecocks. We got Jay, a big Falcon fan. He's got two. He's actually texting the number for two telephones.
Wow, Jay.
Text trip to 72881, unless you're a big shot and you can't use $1,000. Trip goes to 72881. That's the 2 o'clock word for our signing bonus contest.
Coming up at 3 o'clock, we're going to talk to former Giant Carl Banks. We'll get his thoughts on what Eli Manning and the Giants are going to bring in here on Monday night. But coming up next, we'll have some headlines for you. It is Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, guys. Hanging out. We get a chance, hopefully get a chance to meet you and see you. A couple of fans and listeners have already come out to try Hey Man L, and we appreciate that. But it's more about saying Hey Man and getting a chance to shake your hand. Hey, coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll talk with Jason Longshore, who is the analyst for our Atlanta United, Mike. And you just heard Mike Conte in the update. No Tito, no Miggy on Sunday, and what kind of impact that's going to have. We had Brad Guzan on the show yesterday, our goalie, and he's been saying, listen, everybody's got to step up. Those are two big guys.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is, you know, we paid all that money for Ezequiel Barco to come up from Argentina. It's time to shine. You know, he's whatever happened with another player's girlfriend, whatever that weirdness was, got him suspended, and Tata said it was a violation of team rules. This guy, quite honestly, and I know that soccer purists will say, well, he's doing what's asked of him in the rotation, but right. Now more minutes, not coming off the bench. Need some of that magic Barco stuff we're expecting all season long. You know, let's see what he does. Not the same player as Miggy, but certainly a guy who's got the skills to beat a player one-on-one, to be able to, you know, put the ball in the back of the net. And the problem is, you know who I love, and he really, you know, coming on strong, he got injured down there, is Tito Villalba. Tito's been doing a lot of great things. Him and Gressel have got a real chemistry the last few weeks. So let's hope that Barco can pick up the slack and other guys get involved. But, you know, the good news is you got so many scorers. You got so many guys that can do good things, even from the back, you know, from the holding midfielders, et cetera. Everybody has now got to amp it up because your two biggest pieces won't be there, although Joseph is still there. Can Gressel get the ball to Joseph Martinez? Can we see Nagby do his thing? And eventually, as we said, Barco get it to Joseph, and that should work because Barco is supposed to be a guy who's going to be putting points on the board with Joseph Martinez. So, yes. First blush, not great, but we should be okay.
Rometty, too, though, right?
Rometty is the guy. No disrespect to Larenowitz. So there's a couple of guys that become a little expendable with Rometty next season, but I love the guy's game. He's tough. He's physical. He'll give a hard foul sometimes to send a message, but he can also get the ball up the field, and he makes good passes. So great point there, brother. Let's just hope that Barco steps up and gets it to Joseph.
More about Atlanta United coming up in 15 minutes with Jason Longshore. Hey, we are live at Twin Peaks again. Come out and check us out, guys. Craig. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Let's start with our Falcons, guys. They are literally about to get on the field as we speak. As they get done this afternoon, we'll give you an update here in a couple of hours as to what we've heard and who was on the field. Today's a big day because, again, Calvin really did get some reps after practice, but did not practice officially yesterday. And so Sanu and Ridley. Now, Mike, I'm hoping both of these guys can go. And Coach Quinn has been saying hopeful. Mm-hmm. A guy that did practice yesterday was Grady Jarrett, and here's what Coach had to say.
It was good to have him back out there, number one. We've had Derek out for a little while, and Grady had worked on the side. But when we saw Grady yesterday, it was good to see him full speed, getting his work, pass rushing, kind of doing all the things that make him so unique. So we'll go right back at it again with him today. But his first day was really good.
I hope we can get some pressure, man. We're going to talk to Carl Banks at 3 o'clock about what's going on with that O-line with the right. Giants. But with Grady back, I feel a lot better about getting some pressure on Sunday.
Yeah, certainly Grady Jarrett's a guy that's got to be out there, man. You certainly got to get Tack and Vic on the same side. I don't know how much they're going to dial that one up, but I'd love to see Tack and Vic doing their thing. I know that's not Matt Bryant, Falcon fans, here at the corner of our bar. That is Jay from the cast. He's a big fan. He's part of the Atlanta Falcon support group. Yeah, I mean, you know. A little bit taller than Matt Bryant,
yeah.
You know, and a little more wider. But anyway, appreciate you coming out and showing out. But no, man, don't you love to see the idea of Grady, Tack, Vic, Jack Crawford? That seems to be the combination for getting after the QB.
Matt Ryan was asked the question about Free, who went under the knife yesterday, and this running game. It's not as if we're not running the ball, but in the red zone, we're not running the ball effectively. And that's why Matt's got all these touchdown passes in the red zone. He was asked about those two guys, Ito Smith, the judge, and Tevin Coleman.
They just have to continue to do what they've been doing. I mean, it's obviously disappointing when someone goes on IR, and it's always, you know, tough because you know how much work he puts into it. But those guys just need to do what they've been doing up until this point. They've done a really good job for us. They're both really prepared week in and week out, and, you know, we as a team really have confidence that they're going to make plays.
You feel good about the running game? Not necessarily the running game. Let me restate that. These two guys specifically. We know we're probably without Freeman at least until maybe the last game of the season, Mike.
Right.
This is it. These are the two guys we're relying on to make this run.
I mean, we picked up Brian Hill. Remember off the he was on waivers. We picked him up. But he's not that guy. You know, he's more special teams depth right now. So, yeah, Ito Smith out of the backfield. So far, man, 3 rushing touchdowns. He's been able to do the work in the red zone. Red zone has not been the issue. After all that hand-wringing you and I did all summer long, other than that first game against the Eagles.
Well, they hurt us.
No kidding. But, no, but the red zone really isn't the problem right now. It's more about keeping the defense honest, but I'd like to see more. I mean, just grinding out like 21 carries and getting 80 yards, that's not going to cut it. I'd love to see somebody and I think it could be Tevin, get 100 yards and take some of the pressure off Matt. Because we've asked Matt. Now, again, you could say for all the money we're paying him, that's what Matt should be doing. But you can't expect a guy to throw at the clip Matt's doing all season long, or can you?
I don't know. See, that's the thing. I'm hoping we go through a stretch of games where the running game in the red zone takes over and Matt doesn't have to throw three touchdowns or four touchdowns to keep us in it. Yeah, maybe he throws two. But can't two of those rushing or two of those touchdowns be rushing touchdowns? We got to at some point be effective in the red zone with the run. Because if not, teams are going to start playing us different. I think we're already starting to see that because they're going, well, they're not going to get to in. They're not going to run the ball in here.
Falcons are hitting the practice field right now at Flowery Branch, so we'll find out what's going on from D-Led's post and some of the other guys that are out there about what's going on with Calvin Ridley, who practiced without a helmet on yesterday. Certainly to see Grady Jarrett out there was promising, and also Derek Shelby. But I just hate not having Calvin out there because whatever the Bucs dialed up as far as pressure, when Ridley – it also coincided with Ridley going out.
Mike, he was on his way to a big day.
Yeah, we lost some spark. We had three punts in a row in the third quarter, into the fourth before we finally got that long-sustained touchdown drive.
And I'm looking at Bo Morgan. He had three catches before he left the game. Am I right? I think it was Ridley. Yeah, because he was only in there, guys, for like seven or eight snaps. That said, we'll give you an update coming up. Hawks back at it tonight. Here's our head coach, Lloyd Pierce, talking about, don't worry, this team is going to grow.
As a new group, we get to explore and talk about really, you know, the word we use is family and staying together. But regular season is here.
Hawks Grizzly tonight at 8, and you'll be able to check it out right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, Mike and I talked a lot about it yesterday. With Trey Young. Let's just see where this goes. Let's give him 10 or 15 games and see how well he plays.
Let's give him a full season.
You know, But before we rush to judgment with whether he is a bust or he's not what we expected, you're not going to hear that from me. I need to see more of this young team.
But we were saying it all day yesterday, man. It's like, let's just say that Luka Doncic has a good career with the Mavericks and Trey Young has a great career with the Hawks. Why does everything have to be this zero-sum game where some idiot on ESPN goes, winner, loser, you know, winner, buster. Let it play out. Trey is going to be a guy. Look, Carl, he looks like a pipsqueak. He's going to grow into his body a little bit more, too, and get more comfortable. I mean, Steph Curry had 3 years in college at Davidson, with an injury to come out and be ready. Kobe took forever. I'm not comparing Trey to Kobe, but not everyone's going to come out of the box and be ready to go. In the 80s, they would, because they had 4 years of college.
Yeah, it's a great point, Mike. We'll see how Trey and company do tonight. They got beat in their first game. The home opener, by the way, is October 24th, and we'll be down there broadcasting live. It's against the Mavs next Wednesday night. Meanwhile,
Lister just suggested you came out of the box ready to go.
Who did? I did?
You know, you're saying, whether it's today or in general, you liked your game.
Well, this is true. I thank you, sir. I appreciate that. the Red Sox are back in the World Series, guys, and they win the AL pennant.
Kimbrel at the belt. He fires. Swinging a fly ball left field. Benintendi moving back toward the wall. He reaches up. He makes the catch. And the Red Sox have won the American League pennant for the 14th time in their history.
Now, can you give me that call how it should have sounded?
Oh, my God. It's a deep ball going out to left field. This Mickey Mouse ballpark, it could be gone. Oh, Benintendi, the dead thing is underneath it. And he squeezes it. And oh, for the love of God, the Sox are going back to the World Series. Oh, my sweet Lord Jesus.
That's
what it should
have sounded.
That wasn't like Boston enough. I got to be honest
that's
with
what
you.
It was very calm and like, All right, but they beat the
Sam
Astros.
Sam Adams for everybody.
That's right.
This kid made another great catch. He's like a Kyle Yastrzemski, Cal. Can I call you Cal?
4-1, Red Sox beat the Astros. They await to see who's going to win the Milwaukee Dodgers series. You like the Dodgers? What do you
think? I mean, I think you can make a case for either club right now. Yeah. Now it's, again, home field coming back to Milwaukee. I mean, we'll see how Miller Park treats the Dodgers. But I just don't think either one of those teams is going to beat the Red Sox because the pitching, there's not a weak spot in that lineup. It's just amazing at the ability in the two-strike count or in a two-out situation for how clutch and how patient the Red Sox can still be, especially fighting off some really good Astros pitching. Now, I still didn't like the Acuña signing. That didn't really help the Astros in the final analysis, although last night he had a decent effort. The damage was done, unfortunately, against Verlander. And if you're an Astros fan, you can't get it done with Verlander, and he pitched a good game, but the umps didn't help Verlander either.
I agree, Mike. I totally agree with that. Strike zone was Jack last night. Brewers-Dodgers tonight, game 6. We will see what happens. Meanwhile, we did tell you we got you a victory in our pick segment as we both picked the Broncos. Von Miller, guys, gets a strip sack. Broncos beat the Cardinals 45-10.
Rosen hit, and the ball knocked free, and Von Miller has it. He tries to scoop it up. He does. Miller has it, and he's tackled inside the 15-yard line of the Cardinals. Second strip sack of the game for Von Miller.
Obviously, Von had some comments earlier in the week about guaranteeing a win, but easy to say, hard to do. You know, so I was proud of how he played the game tonight. So, I mean, you can speak those words, but you got to back him up, and he did that tonight.
See, that's the kind of stuff we talk about. You know, Mike and I were in the locker room a couple of weeks ago, and Tack, you know, was asked, this is the confidence you have to play with. It's hard to guarantee a win, especially for one guy on an NFL team.
Right.
But the confidence of Tack McKinley when he was asked about, you know, what do you think about Big Ben? Well, I'm going to go out. He hadn't seen me yet. I'm going to go get him. You got to have that kind of confidence.
But also what the backstory is on that with the pronouncement from Von Miller, that's for their coach. That's for Vance Joseph, who was feeling the heat down in Denver, only had two. Same record that we have going into this weekend, 2-4 last night, now 3-4. Because with Case Keenum, you thought you had stability at the quarterback. Royce Freeman, the running back from Oregon, you figure, okay, you know what's killing me, personal? They're not using Bebe Thomas. Demaryius Thomas is totally forgotten in this offense. Sanders is the go-to guy. They even had Sanders throwing the football to wide receiver option throw. Also, the byproduct last night, the Cardinals. You mentioned how bad it was. They fire Mike McCoy, the OC. They're not seeing the progress, I guess, with Josh Rosen. Somebody else gets a crack at it now. Byron Leftwich.
Well, that's why I said I'm not sure to what to make of Josh Rosen quite yet. A lot of us talked about Mitch Trubisky last year. He's coming to his own. So let's see what happens with Rosen.
You got David Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald. You got some other guys on that offense, but the offensive line is a little sketchy, too. They can't protect a young quarterback.
Jason Longshore joins us next. Guys, join Mike Conti and Jason Longshore for stoppage time at Badeaux Irish Pub. It's in Buckhead. That's Tuesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Stoppage time also live stream on 92.9 The Game. They'll have prize giveaways. Go check out the guys, Atlanta United radio broadcast team, talking all things soccer with special guest. Jason Longshore next. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Hey, come through. Get your weekend started off right. We're going to talk to our man Jason Longshore coming up here in just a second. Real quick, 3 o'clock, less than 20 minutes from now, former great for the New York Football Giants, Carl Banks, is going to join us, Mike.
Number 58.
And we're going to get his thoughts. He's pretty good, guys. Third overall pick in his draft and played on some great Giants defenses. But we're going to get his thoughts on Eli Manning and the Giants coming in here on Monday at 3 o'clock. Right now, though, let's say good afternoon to our friend. And, of course, you get a chance to listen to him throughout the course of the United season, and he does so much. They're actually going to be out, and I just mentioned this, Jason, kind of cool that you guys, you and Mike, are going to be out for stoppage time at Badeaux Irish Pub in Buckhead Tuesday night from 7 to 8. So I do want to give some love to that because I want people to come out and check you guys out. But how you doing today, buddy?
Doing well. Keeping busy. Getting ready for Chicago and treading on the rumor mill these days.
Well, you know, we talked to Carlos Bocanegra earlier in the week, the technical director, and he says, look, don't believe everything you hear. And it is, look, it is growing some momentum now that Mexico really wants Tata, or at least a bunch of writers in Mexico really want the Federation to hire Tata. But, Jason, just to reinforce what we were talking about the other day off the air, if Tata does go, there are other coaches out there. Maybe we just saw Peru play the U.S. in a friendly. There are other coaches in the Western Hemisphere who can do what Tata was doing, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what's interesting about what Carlos said to you guys earlier this week is, you know, one, you can't believe everything that's coming out of Mexico right now. Eric Gomez on ESPN.com has some stronger statements, and he also has some caveats in it. He says that there's a verbal agreement, but the thing that jumped out to me was that Eric Gomez specifically said there are two fallback options if the deal doesn't get done. So where are we really? We're nowhere, you know, further than where we've been. There's talk. There's nothing signed. Anything can still happen. But like you said, Mike, this is a situation where Tata Martino has been great for Atlanta United. He's fit into the style that Darren Eales and Carlos Bocanegra wanted this team to play. And there are other managers that can do similar things with their own tweaks on it. That's the thing about world soccer, is there's always options to evolve.
Before we get into this weekend's game and what lies ahead, I saw where Michael Parkhurst was talking about, you know, I think it was maybe Gressel, who said, this is kind of life for us. You know, for soccer players, you know, we really live year to year. I mean, we don't have these long guaranteed contracts. due to the nature of the business. And so he was saying, for players, unlike other sports, and I think this is important for United fans because, again, this is our first chance to experience this. This is different. These players don't approach this like other sports because this is the lifestyle. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, 100%. You always have that opportunity to outplay the contract you're on. You don't see these long-term 5-, 6-, 7-year deals because you want that flexibility. What's been the move here lately in the NBA? 1-year deals, maybe a 2-year deal, because you always have that opportunity to go find a better option. World of soccer, it's not just 30 teams. It's 30 countries you could go play in and find a club that's going to pay you more money than the one you're at right now. It's the nature of it. You complete the season that you're in. You try to win every trophy that you can. And then when it's over, you know there's going to be some changes. It's just the nature of the game.
It is our man Jason Longshore. He'll have the call on Sunday, guys, with our buddy Mike Conti from Mercedes-Benz Full House. Again, 70,000-plus to see United wrap up the regular season home finale against Chicago. So here's the deal. Tito gets banged up. Miggy already banged up in MLS play. Barco, Rometty, who are the guys who pick up the slack? I mean, how do we account, obviously trying to get the ball, somebody, maybe Gressel, on Joseph's toe?
Yeah, there's a couple different options here. It looks like both Miguel Almiron and Tio Villalba will be out for a short period of time. So I don't know if you're going to see drastic shifts in the way this team plays or the formation. I think you can very easily see Ezequiel Barco and Kevin Kratz come into the lineup, or Romario Williams and Ezequiel Barco or Kevin Kratz come into the lineup on Sunday. They're able to fit into the current 3-5-2 that's been working really well. It keeps Gressel on the right wing where he has been the best player in the league in that role.
We talk about all the time, Carl, how Gressel's just magical getting the ball.
He is.
I mean, the service and the great passes. So so we shouldn't fret then. We shouldn't freak out because Tito is really coming back from the injury. He's been really on fire.
Yeah, I think both are pretty short-term things. I mean, we've seen videos the team has posted all week of them working out. They're active. They're just not able to go this week. And with the playoffs around the corner, if there's any concern, you're going to sit those guys out.
Let's talk about Chicago. I don't know a whole lot about them. What I do know is defensively they're not good. And that's been part of their issue this year. They've already been disqualified from the playoffs. We've talked a lot of this week, Jason, about does that matter? You know, now you have a team that some guys are going to be playing that they want to prove what they can do and maybe set the course for next year. So they're going to come out with an objective, but not to make the playoffs, but just to come out and kind of play spoiler to us. What do you know about this Chicago Fire team?
They've been a little better here late in the season. They got two guys back in Jordy Mihailovic and Michael Deleu, who were injured, ACL injuries at the very end of last season. They're back. They've helped the attack. Chicago's been 2-2-1 since the beginning of September. Not great, but competitive. And they gave DC a tough match in their last time out. This is a team that, from the manager on down, there are a lot of questions about what 2019 looks like for Chicago. So for your younger players, I think this is a huge opportunity to show what you can do at this level. And a guy like Mihailovic is a special one in my book. I think as a creative attacker sitting behind Nemanja Nikolic, Mihailovic is a guy that you don't want to let get going if you're Atlanta United.
If you are Atlanta United and you see what 16-year-old George Bello can do at left back, is he your guy next year?
It's really hard for him not to be. I mean, he has just blown through every speed limit sign on his development you can see. He just keeps passing every test. And this year it's even tough, but with Greg Garza back right now, I think in this match on Sunday, you want to see what Garza can give you. If he can give you 60 minutes, I think he starts. And then what do you need at the 60-minute mark? Is it to go for the game? Do you bring on Bello? Is it to defend a lead? Do you bring on McCann? But I think you really need to see what Garza gives you now. Next year is a different story, and it's going to be really hard for George Bello not to play significant minutes with this first team. Maybe not every day starter day in, day out, but I think he's going to see a lot of minutes in 2019.
Yeah, Greg Garza guys coming back after, again, being banged up. And certainly Jeff Lorenowitz next year, Garza. These are guys, I mean, you hate to be, you know, not mean-spirited, but, I mean, look, it's a younger man's game, and the younger guys who are really showing they can handle it might actually take a larger role next year. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, definitely fair to say. I mean, we've seen Jeff Lorenowitz drop into the back line here lately, and he's been outstanding in that role as a guy who can defend but also pass out of the back. And remember the number two pick in the draft from last year, Miles Robinson. I watched Miles Robinson with Atlanta United 2 in USL this year. I think he had the greatest jump from day one to the final day of the season in his development. He's a guy who's going to need some minutes somewhere next year as well.
So what are you looking for? What do you want to see out of our squad on Sunday?
Sunday against a team like Chicago that does question itself. They don't have a, you know, they don't have a great track record at this point this season. You need to put them away early. You need to get early goals, because the other flip side of it is this. Philadelphia is hosting the New York Red Bulls at the same time. All of the Eastern Conference matches kick off at 3 o'clock. That's a tough game for New York. You'd love to put up an early goal that resonates in Philadelphia and changes the way the Red Bulls want to play. Because if they have to open up and try to win that game, they're going to have some problems against Philadelphia. I think Philly can give them trouble. I think Atlanta should get the win comfortably, but the earlier the better they get on the scoreboard.
All right, man. Chicago, is it like a poor man's version of Red Bulls with a pressing style?
No, they kind of played around with that earlier this year, and that's been one of the big criticisms of Veljko Paunovic, their manager. He's kind of tinkered a lot with the style, with the formation, with where he plays Bastian Schweinsteiger. There's just been no consistency. So I don't think they're a team that's built to press in the same way as New York. I'm really curious to see how they handle this one tactically, because we did see elements of the press in the Open Cup game, but that wasn't Atlanta's full first team either.
Jason, good job as always, man. Enjoy the game on Sunday. We'll be listening right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason Longshore, we'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
That's our man, Jason, man. Him and Conti with the call, as Carl mentioned. We're live at Twin Peaks. We got a subdued crowd here. Look at these guys, man. They're kind of mellow, kind of staring at the bartenders, not really listening. Hey, it's okay. It's all good. But anyway, we're hanging out here until 7 o'clock. We got plenty more to dive into. Carl Banks. Guy that was one of the great linebackers on a great linebacking core, knows a lot about Belichick, knows obviously a lot about the Giants, and hopefully we can maybe get some insight to that Michigan-Michigan State game as well.
Stay tuned. He's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.